You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 8, and yes, I'm your host, Anne Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, your body is the only body you have, and it needs to carry you right through until the end of your days, which is why my guest today is so passionate about sharing her message around how we must take better care of ourselves across the five dimensions of health. Joining me on today's show is Kitty Cheng. Kitty was born in Hong Kong, and she immigrated to Melbourne when she was 14 years of age. Her personal health and her familial issues guided her towards studying health, well-being, and psychology, and further led her into her wellness coaching and nutrition, specializing in weight management. And in the last 7 years, her business has allowed her to help hundreds of clients reach their wellness and their weight goals, as well as discover their life purpose by following their inner compass. Kitty is dedicated to making a difference, adding value to business owners and professional people in the corporate world by helping them to understand how they can live a happy, healthy and fulfilled life. Now on today's show, Kitty is going to share tips on how we can have a healthy lifestyle, the importance of holistic well-being and the five dimensions of health. She's going to share what each of those is and more on how we can really optimize them, as well as key learnings about true wealth. Your first wealth, of course, is health, and then true wealth has to be created from the inside out. So welcome to the show, Kitty.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. It's so good to be here.
It absolutely is. Now, you shared in your introduction that your personal health and familial, I just about couldn't get that out. There's something about the letter L that I kind of get stuck on. Anyway, my daughter said it's got to do with my neck. I need to do more exercises. But anyway, if we look back to what prompted your interest in this, it was back when you were obviously yourself, you went through some health issues as well. Is that kind of what prompted you into now doing what you absolutely love, which is to help other people with their health and wellness too? Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I was actually born with a hole in my heart, which is a congenital heart defect. Yes. And it's sort of basically separating the heart chambers. Mm-hmm. Because of that, I was never able to do any kind of exercise, and I was always unwell, and you know, I just felt that I was never good enough. And my two brothers, they were amazing in their sports skill, their athletic abilities. And so because of that, I realized that I really, you know, had the value of wanting to be, you know, learning more about health. So I took it upon myself to do that. After I had my surgery, I started, you know, building up my health and my wellness. And the familial side of this is actually about my dad, as well as a lot of my family members. Mm. My dad, he was a very, very successful and wealthy businessman, yet he was always unwell as well, because he would spend 80 to 100 hours a week building his business. Mm. Yet he was, I would say, socially, physically and spiritually bankrupt in the way that he was never really there for us kids to spend time with us. And he also was overweight, obese, and he had all sorts of, you know, illnesses. Mm. And he died at a young age of 52 of cancer. So all of this, you know, with a lot of my other family members who've also had, you know, health issues, as well as obesity and stuff like that, caused me really be passionate about learning about nutrition, about weight management, about health.
Yeah, fantastic that you can do that. And, you know, sometimes the challenges that we see, well, perhaps we go through ourselves or we see loved ones go through, can often really be the impetus that we think we need to speak up against this, or we need for this, and help people become far more empowered. Because often, and we're going to talk about the five dimensions of health, when we're so focused on one or two areas, we forget that there are other areas of our life too, and in this instance, the five dimensions of health, that we don't want to neglect other areas because they can often impact negatively on what we're doing that's doing so well, and we can be even better. So let's talk about some tips to having a healthy lifestyle. What are some things that you can share with us today that'll help us to just think differently and obviously behave differently in what we're doing?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'd like to maybe just share three different tips to start off with in terms of what I call the health triads when I help my clients to be healthier. The first is healthy eating, which is the nutrition side of things. When it comes to me learning about nutritional specialist area, I always find that people don't actually focus on eating well because, you know, we are just so busy these days. And so I find that, you know, making a huge difference to our overall well-being, we do need to look at, you know, healthy eating. So, you know, in terms of the kind of food or kind of the amount of food and the time that we eat, we need to be aware of as well. So that is the first part in terms of tip. On nutrition is do not eat when we are tired or emotionally upset, or create, you know, a relaxed environment when we're eating. And I also share a lot about psychology of eating as well, because, you know, when we're psychologically or emotionally upset, then we need to really look at that side of things. So that goes to, you know, what I talk about, the five dimensions. So it's the other dimension. They're all connected.
And so when we're thinking, I mean, that's a great tip. I mean, how often do we turn to emotional eating? And when we are feeling down or tired, and what we might end up, instead of just having a small portion that would have been, we end up eating everything, you know, in that and that, and then we end up beating ourselves up. And I guess as children of God, I mean, one of the key areas is that, we are the temples of the Holy Spirit, if you will, and it says so in the Bible. So we want to make sure that we look after ourselves, because for many of us who do want to make a difference in the lives of many people by bringing a message, the message that we're so passionate about, if we're not healthy and feeling well inside, then that's just going to inhibit us in getting that message out. So what kind of things, if someone's listening today or watching today and recognizes that there, when it comes to healthy lifestyle and eating specifically, that hasn't been the best. I mean, often when we're changing our habits, we want to do that in a way that's going to support us and not drastically changing, because then we just become overwhelmed. But what would be a couple of key steps that people could start to take that would support them in being able to make long-term changes that really will support them?
Yes, when I talk about the five dimensions of health, I like to use an anchor action. So when you think about an anchor, it goes up and then down and then outward, right? Yeah. So basically how it works is like going from up onwards is the spiritual, and then the mental is our mind, and then emotional is the third dimension. Obviously, it's what we were talking about, the healthy eating, the exercise, the rest and restoration, and then social, because it's so important for us to have good relationships with others in order to be holistic, holistically healthy and totally well.
So let me just, I'm just writing those down just to make sure I've got them all correct. So you've got the spiritual, the emotional, the mental, the social, and the physical. Were they the five?
Yes.
Let's talk about firstly the, well, which is your favorite one to talk about first? I just want to dive into, just give a little bit of a snapshot on how we can really ensure that this particular dimension of our health, we're taking care of ourselves, and then there may be, a couple of key steps. So which one do you want to dive into? Well, let's talk about the spiritual one first, since you mentioned that first. Even share, what do you do as part of your five areas of, how five dimensions of health in the spiritual? Do you do some practices every day or one weekly, or what, share with us, what do you do to ensure that in the spiritual dimension of health you're really taking care of yourself?
Yep, certainly. Well, in terms of spiritual health, I make sure that I spend time in consistent devotion, spending quiet time every morning before I actually even do anything with my work, in acknowledging, you know, the presence of God through prayer, through meditation on the Word of God, on the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I love journaling. Like when I journal, I really know that I can listen to God and I can share my heart with Him at the same time. So that's sort of a two-way communication. Yes. And the other thing is fellowship with other Christians, like you and I are doing, Anne-Marie. It's so important for us to be able to support one another in our faith journey. Yeah. So that is the spiritual help, you know, to be able to build my faith and also my spiritual well-being.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting. I really enjoy in the mornings spending time with God too, but every now and again, and it is starting towards the end of this month, I have a personal trainer and the program starts again. So sometimes then I'll have to go and do that because that's also very important. But I do make sure that when I come back that I do, you know, read the Bible, spend time in prayer because it sets me up for the day. But what that goes to show is, no matter what time of day, some people are not morning people, some people are afternoon or evening people. It is really making sure, committing it into and putting it into your diary, isn't it? Otherwise, if we just, well, whenever I get time, time just doesn't come. We have to make time, especially for this, you know. Have you found that to be true too?
Oh, yes. I mean, what gets scheduled gets done. And so I make sure that, like, I actually have the time set aside for doing the things that are important.
Yes. Well, yeah, absolutely. So that's the spiritual. Then the emotional. Share a little bit about maybe some of the insights of things that you do, maybe even some of the things that you've, some of your clients have done to really help them ensure that the emotional dimension of health is really supporting them.
Yeah, well, in terms of emotional, I always talk a lot about self-care, self-love and self-compassion, because in order for us to be emotionally well and support others, we need to be well first. So oxygen mask is something that I talk about, which is basically like, you know, in order for us to be able to help others, it's like in the plane where they have this announcement, you know, put your own oxygen mask on before assisting others. So if we are able to do that emotionally, we'll be calm, cool, and collected to be able to help others.
Yeah. You know what's really interesting when you say that? I mean, how many of us, and we are nurturers, we're heart-centered people, and we love to support other people. Some of the things that we say to ourselves, not out loud often, but in our own mind, you know, the inner critic, if we were to voice that and say that to someone else, our loved one or friends, you know, our community, there is no way that we would utter some of those words. So what an encouragement that you would share this today to say, would you say what you often, what we say to ourselves, if we're being honest, would we say that to someone else? No. So why would we say that to ourselves? Because we are all created, you know, in His image. He loves us. You know, our identity is in Him. So why would we put ourselves down if we wouldn't dream of putting someone else down? When we start to think about that, it really is quite, wow, a bit of a change in mindset, isn't it, when we ask that question?
That's right. And I love what you have shared with me about, you know, stopping the inner critic. When that happens, we just let them go and not let that affect us.
So yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think what's so great about talking about each of these key areas is because I think everybody is individual. And if you were to ask everybody, you know, which areas do you feel strong in and that you think I've got that covered, and what areas perhaps could you have support in or more support and you would like to improve, that it's often when we struggle in certain areas, when we see, okay, I really can see, like for emotional sake, I can see that my language, what I'm saying to myself and what I'm allowing myself to listen to, and that inner critic, if I allow him or her to continue speaking negatively, you can see how that's going to impact you, and then that will infiltrate other areas of our dimensions of health too. Do you find that as well?
Oh, definitely. But these five dimensions are so interconnected to each other, and if one is not being totally well, then it definitely will be, you know, affecting others. So it's so important for us to be having a balanced and having this what I call juggling, you know.
Yes, and I love, and we'll share with everybody how people can get a copy of your book. And you've actually written the book about juggling all of those, the five areas. So then we're talking about the mental dimension of health. Speak a bit more about this.
Okay, well, with mental health, I really love this scripture in Romans that talks about be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So mental health is basically about the mind, the health of the mind. And I personally love doing, you know, the meditation of the Word of God and also mindfulness practice, which basically is to be present in the moment and so that we are able to just not really regret about the future or regret about the past and worry about the future. So mental health obviously is something that we need to be working on, like, you know, supporting what we want to, you know, achieve in terms of like reading books and all that is also part of it.
Yeah, I think the mental dimension of health is so important. I mean, you only need to read or watch, listen to the media, and you realize just how many people, even Christians, who are really struggling with mental health. And you know, that Bible verse that you quoted is so important. We need to renew our minds. And I think when we talk about the enemy, that is where he really is pushing up against. I mean, when we're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, worried, concerned, so much that it often consumes us, we know that we don't have to carry that burden. We can bring it to prayer, lay it to, you know, at the foot of the throne and have that be handled. What would you say to someone who really is struggling around the area of mental health? What would you say? I mean, obviously the verse and prayer is important, but let's dive in and unpack this a bit.
Okay, well, I have to be honest with you. I personally struggled, you know, with really being discouraged, being disappointed, and even, you know, having depression because of the fact that, like, let's say when my dad died when I was very young, and then all the different things, you know, the difficulties that I've been through. But mental health is an area where if we are able to just focus on the task at hand and not let, you know, the other areas of overwhelm, you know, overwhelm us, then we won't be able to let that you know, affect us as much. So for me, practicing mindfulness is a new thing that I've done for the last 4 years that definitely have helped me a lot. So how that goes is I talk about, you know, you can go through a practical exercise called mindful stop. So S-T-O-P. S stands for slow down. So if you slow down yourself when you're feeling mentally really irritated or, like, you know, having negative thoughts, then you slow down and take some deep breath. And then T stands for take note. Take note of your feelings and your thoughts and just leave it all to God and pray and, you know, just not let that affect you. And then O stands for observe your own feeling and also being able to observe it, just like a sushi train. I like to use that method. Like, I've got a mindfulness coach that teaches me that. So as, you know, all these negative thoughts and feelings that come about, just let that, like a sushi train, go away. That is to pursue your values. And that's a wonderful thing. Once we know what our values are, as we pursue them, then, you know, the issues that we have will slowly disappear.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's so important. Slow down, take note of what we're feeling, our thoughts, what's going on for us, observe our own feelings. And I love that sushi train, just let it go on by, release that, and then pursue our values. Often what happens with our thoughts, they are so quick. And I know that I've done this in the past as well, where you'll have a conversation with someone, what she's going to say or he's going to say, then I'm going to say this, and then you, and you have this, and it's like, stop. Do you just realize what you're doing? You're having this whole conversation and it's like, it probably will never happen. And often it really doesn't. But we can have just this chatter with so many things going on that this mindfulness, it is slow down, stop, take note of what's going on. And then, you know, when we submit it to prayer and say, please, Lord, just let, you know, handle this for me. Then we can realize, you know what? Stop, because this is just BS. I'm not listening to it. Go away. You know, in the name of Jesus, I am just not putting up with this. And that's such a great principle to be able to do that for sure. So that's the mental. So we've spoken about spiritual, we've spoken about emotional, we've spoken about mental dimension of health. The next is social. And you mentioned it was so important to be able to relate to others, you know, create a community of like-minded people who can support for you. What sort of insights do you want to share around the spiritual, sorry, the social aspect of dimension of health?
Yep, certainly. Well, with the social side of things, and I find that, you know, people that are well are not only physically healthy, mm-hmm. they are socially connected to each other as well. So being able to connect with people, to have a community support around us, mm-hmm. or even accountability is so important in order for us to be having the total wellness. So to me, whether it's like going to a friendship group to my church or my support group in my business or even just my family and friends mm-hmm. circle, all of that is so important for me to be healthy.
Yes. And I think one of the things that we'll often say, and one of the guests just recently mentioned that, you know, we are often the combination of the people that we associate ourselves with. And so it's such a great opportunity for us, time for us to do an audit, if you will, of who am I hanging around with? Are there groups? Are there groups of people that I'm hanging around with, or even individuals that are not speaking truth and life into what I'm doing, not so supportive? And so sometimes it really is so important for us to seek a community who will uplift, who will be there to support us no matter what. Have you found that is important for you too?
Oh, I have. Like, you know, I've had times where I was feeling discouraged and, you know, things don't turn out the way that I wanted them to be. But I always have a group of really close friends that would support me, and I can go there all the time to share with them. And when that happens, then, you know, all the issues seem to be disappearing. Yeah. So it's amazing.
Yeah. I know a lot of us now, and myself included, have a lot of different connections online, so through social platforms and so forth. And for people, and I'm going to ask a question which may seem a little bit strange, but how many of us are afraid to ask? Like, if they don't have a community and you see a number of people that you know you can meet face to face because you're in the same municipality, or it's not going to take too long, speak a little bit about encouraging them to reach out and ask them, hey, would you be interested in joining a support group? Because so many of us might be fearful of doing that in case someone says, oh no, I'm too busy or something like that. Did you ask some of these groups that you attended, how did you go about finding the right kind of support groups for you that enabled you now to really get the support from them when you need it, and obviously offer support to them too when they need it?
That's right. It's obviously a mutual thing. Like, you know, when you're asking for support, you need to give support as well. And that's what a good relationship is always. But for me, I don't have any hesitation in asking to be in a group if I find that that's what I feel called to. Because yes. a lot of times, you know, obviously you may not know whether a group is ultimately suitable for you. But if you don't ask, if you don't try to be in that group, then you will never know. So to me, there's always something that sort of attracts me when I see a group or like a community or even, you know, a friendship group or even just a friend. You will be able to see something about them or about that person that you will be attracted to. I mean, that's what I always find. And then I will be taking the initiative to connect with them. So I think that's very important for those people that are listening to this podcast. If you're feeling a bit lonely, if you're feeling isolated, which I can tell you I have been, you know, in different times of my life, but I've learned that it's so important to be reaching out to others.
Yes, and ask. And maybe they are in a stage or a season in their life that they are busy, but it doesn't mean that it's a personal rejection to us. It just means that they are busy, because sometimes, again, that inner critic can then say, well, you see, you're not worth it, and they don't want to hang out with you, which that is a lie. Listen, let me tell you. But it's important to find that support. And of course, you know, the Be the Difference movement community, if you're struggling, join that. Kitty is part of that and will certainly, love to support you. Let's talk about key learnings about true wealth. And you say that your first wealth is your health. True wealth has to be created from the inside out. Share a bit more about this.
Yes, well, that's really my motto. Yeah, true wealth is health, because if you don't have any health, then wealth is of no value. Mm. I mean, I shared a little bit earlier on about my dad already. He had a lot of financial resources, but he was never healthy in the other dimensions of health. So to me, that's become my model. And there is also this saying that your health is your wealth as well. So basically, it has to be from the inside out, in the sense that if you have all the money in the world, but if you're not happy, if you're not fulfilled, and if you're not living a life of purpose and passion, then what's all the money in the world do? Like, it's just not going to be fulfilling for you.
No. And when you said, you know, that your father passed away at the age of 52, I mean, I'm 50, that's 2 years away. And I feel like my life is just getting started. You know what I mean? And it's like, wow, it's so important. But I so agree. If you have all of the money in the world and all of the success in the world, yet you don't have your health, which is your greatest asset, your body, as you say, then unfortunately, all of those things are just not going to matter, particularly if, you know, your lifespan is shortened. So, Kitty, share a little bit more about the incredible book that you've just written. And I know you're writing another one, but let's talk about this one first, and then share with people how they can get in contact with you.
Great, thank you. Well, my book is called Juggling Health and Wealth. So in it, I shared about what we've talked about today as well, which basically how you can juggle. And I have the concept that is so important for us to balance before we juggle. So the three key components is how you can unlock your wealth, how you can nurture your health, which, you know, is through the five dimensions of health that we've discussed a bit, and also, you know, how to find your flow. And that's an area that I find, you know, having studied psychology and helping a lot of clients to both reach their wellness and weight management to be lacking, because like finding your flow means that you need to be finding where your zone to be able to then do the things that you love. So in my book, you know, I talk a fair bit about that, and the inner compass as well, which you will need to follow in order to find your purpose and passion. So in order to get my book, if anyone is interested, you can actually go onto my website, which is healthwealthformula.com.
Fantastic. And of course, we'll put that link on the show notes. And to go to the show notes, all you need to do is go to ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCEO8, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCEO8. Kitty, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. As we know, as business owners, there are so many balls that we need to juggle in our business, and explaining to us and giving us some insights into the five dimensions of health, we can do a check-in to ensure that not only are we growing our business, but that we're taking care of ourselves spiritually, socially, emotionally, mentally. And let me see if I can remember the last one. Physically, which was the last one. They're all very important. And when we do have an alignment in all of those five key areas, then all of those can certainly benefit us. And we know that we can just have that health and wealth in our lives. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Anne-Marie.
Now, for those of you who are listening today or watching the recording, if you feel called to share your message and to really make an impact in the world, or maybe a podcast is something that you'd like to do in 2018, then what I've done is created a free resource for you. It's got my pre and post production workflow checklist, including all of the tools. There's some low-cost tools, some free tools to get you started. Free training that you can access at annemariecross.com/mini-training, annemariecross.com/mini-training. Your message is important. Get it out there to make an impact in the lives of others. Kitty, before I go, what I'm doing with all of the guests is I'm saying a word of prayer for them. Would you allow me to do that for you too?
Yes. Okay,
thank you. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the time that we could spend today with Kitty as she was explaining just how important those five areas, five dimensions of health is so important. Of course, the spiritual component, spending time with you. As Kitty said, she spends the first day, her mornings with you to really set her compass on you and what you want for her life. Thank you so much for supporting her and getting this message out. And we pray pray that you'll continue to bless her, the work that she is doing, the impact that she is having in the world with her message. Will you bless her business too and the clients that she will serve and support moving forward this year? We just bless her and keep her in your thoughts. Thank you so much, and we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Kitty. And of course, for those listening and watching today, please reach out to Kitty and get her book and certainly reach out to her as well. Thanks again, Kitty.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. Changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.